Alrighty, so originally we were going to do some Ann Jackson, but it's just not Ann without Pip, is
That's
it?
Right.
So we found this instead, and there's like 150 of these, and we're not doing 150 tonight. But we'll do some.
Depends on how much time we have left.
No, we're not doing 150 of these tonight. I think I got more than enough. So this is like expressions from the 20th century, and it goes from oldest to the newest. So, I mean, these are some of the oldest ones. That aren't really used anymore, but they were popular, like slang and stuff like that. A wig chop. Ever hear that phrase?
A wig chop? No.
It's saying a haircut is just so obvious and self-explanatory, but a wig chop makes people stop and wonder what you're telling them. You have a hairpiece and want it sliced in half. To get an actually good upgrade, check out the... So example is going to head down to the barbershop and get a wig chop.
Hmm.
I could see that.
I guess.
I mean, we know people that really should fucking chop their wig. I heard the guy that we both know actually got plugs, but that would ruin his act.
Yeah.
He got plugs.
I think he did, yeah.
Does it look as bad as the rug did?
No, not really.
So it looks good.
Yeah.
So he lost his closing bit.
Yeah.
And the guy who he works with, the big star, I guess he's also getting plugs.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Stop right there. The big star. The big star.
Walt could not tell me enough about this.
All right. The big star, yeah, got plugs. He's actually dressing it on stage. The guy that opens for him used to have plugs, but he didn't work well. That's why he's got the wig.
As opposed to just fucking being bald.
He can't because the plugs didn't take that well. So it looks fucked up, he was saying.
So he's got to keep the rug.
He's got to keep the rug, and we've discussed it because he said, yeah, because the plugs are, you know, he did such a bad job with the plugs, it looks horrible.
What did he do? Fucking pick up a Mexican at the convenience store for day work?
You would think, you know, but
all right, Germsville, baby. In the 1950s, when you got sick and you didn't come down with something, you ended up on a one-way street to Germsville, the doctor's office. Example, get that cough checked out, or you wind up buzzed by Germsville. Oh. I like that. I like.
Hey,
Germsville.
Man, yeah, that's cool.
Germsville. I want to bring Germsville back.
Cool. You could do it with your stuffy nose.
I could. I got. Yeah. Hey, man. We can't make out, or you go to Germsville.
Yeah.
Every night I start up in the bedroom, and then like for an hour or two, and then I come down in the basement. I sleep better in the basement.
Really?
Yeah. It's colder down here.
Okay.
And I get a good positioning for the head, so I don't get all stuffy.
Right. Right. Right.
Even though I got one of those mattresses where you can raise the head and the leg and shit.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? You got a Craftmatic adjustable?
Well, it's not a Craftmatic. It's a Mattress King or whatever the fuck it is.
Adjustable. Mattress King adjustable.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that's weird that you sleep in. Is it humid up there?
It's warmer because we don't have we have central air, but it's not you know how you could do zones?
Right.
We don't have zone central air.
No.
So the thermometer is on the main floor.
Right.
So it's warmer up there. And it's nice and chilly down here. Beat feet. When you've got to get away fast, usually because you've done something wrong, it's time to beat feet the heck out of there.
Because you're pounding your... Yeah. Nah, see, you got to beat feet. Here come the cops.
That's before scram.
Yeah, scram, see?
Just think of your feet like their hands of a jazz drummer. And for some more... all right. So let's beat feet before the cops get here. It's all right. Yeah. I like Germsville better. I think a little mucusy Mr. Bix is living there.
You'll never walk these nostrils again.
I am the mayor of Germsville. I am top snot.
You will never walk here again.
I'm just writing down because Pip's not doing that.
Sorry.
It's all right. I have to write down I am top snot so I know what to fucking label this shit.
You know, we're grown men.
Not really.
Okay.
Cruising for a bruising. The 50s had their own version of a face that's just begging to be punched. That dude is so annoying, he's cruising for a bruising.
I would just like you driving around in a car. There's somebody that could kick my ass, you know?
He's cruising
for a bruising.
I feel like that's something you would have used in your youth.
Cruising for a bruising. Nah, I didn't like that.
No?
No, cruising for a bruising. Nah. Cruising for a bruising.
Daddy-O. Your daddy is your actual father, but your daddy-O is just a generally cool dude who, for some reason, you're calling daddy.
Daddy-O, very beatnik, very early 60s, a little bit before my time.
Yeah, I seem to remember that from Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, daddy-O.
Hey, daddy-O. It is very beatnik. I like the old daddy-O. I wouldn't call it. But I'll take the daddy-O over the 18-year-old Latina girl who's calling the guy she's fucking daddy or poppy.
Yeah.
Creepy and hot. Just saying.
Yeah.
Made in the shade. Today, being in the shade means you're avoiding sun damage to your skin. But in the 1950s, being made in the shade meant things are going well for you and you don't have to have a care in the world. Remember, shade is a good thing. So now that I've got a new job, I'm made in the shade.
You know what? When I was a kid in the mid-70s, you know, especially with Happy Days, I think I used it a couple of times. I got it made in the shade.
Now, of course, now shade means something different. When you're like if saying something nasty about somebody, you're throwing shade at them.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's the new lingo.
I didn't know that. So that's shade, what the kids are saying now?
That's what the kids are saying now. So the shade, not so good anymore. Hmm. Shade used to be good, now bad.
Okay.
Bad shade. This one I've never heard. Ginchiest.
Ginchiest.
A way to tell somebody you admire their appearance or personality. Baby, you're the ginchiest. So you can whisper that into Joe's girl's ear.
Yeah.
Baby, I love you. You're the ginchiest. And she's going to think, what, I have an infection? What's going on?
Yeah, really?
What do you mean? I just showered. How am I the ginchiest? I don't know. What's wrong with you, you asshole? How dare you say that to me?
Ginchiest, really? You're a mean one, Mr. Ginched. Ginched.
No, I got it. Repeating it doesn't make it better. Burn rubber. No point in having a hot rod if you're not going to show off its speed. And when you press that pedal to the metal, your tires are going to burn some rubber, which is a good thing if you're buying new tires every year. Stupid kids. Let's burn rubber and show them what this car can do. I heard that a lot.
Oh, I used to use that. I still use that. I'm like, oh, man, I gotta burn rubber.
You like that one?
Yeah. I still use that, sure.
Now it's when you have a bunch of defective condoms and you just got to light them on fire. Burn rubber. Pad. People in the 1950s possibly thought they were frogs, or they envied the amphibious lifestyle. We can't think of a better explanation for why they'd call their homes or apartments their pad. Example, let's go back to my pad and have some drinks, daddy-o.
I still use that sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know Joe's girl, which is what you call her. You're the ginchiest. What do you say we blow this joint, blow this popsicle stand, and come back to my pad? Come on, I'm so in the mood, I'm going to burn rubber to get out of here.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Good God. I don't know about pad.
I like pad. Yeah, I'm going to crash at his pad.
Yeah, you do use that.
Yeah.
Ankle biter. If it's small. Not a pillow biter, relax.
Fine, I didn't mean, I know.
It's not sensitive. If it's small, crawls near your feet, and has teeth, it's an ankle biter. That includes everything from pets to children. So you got some cute ankle biters. How old are they? I've heard that. I might have even used that once in a while.
Really?
Ankle biters, yeah. Much better than cocksuckers.
Yeah.
How old are these cocksuckers? Sound upon. People don't like that.
It's funny. One of my field salesmen in my day program cracks me up and calls me up and goes, yeah, I got my kids in the car, so watch your fucking language.
Well, now you can call them ankle biters.
Right.
Greaser. It could mean someone who uses excessive amount of hair products or just a tough guy you might want to stay away from. You don't want to mess with them. They're greasers.
Yeah.
That one, they made a fucking movies out of it.
Yeah. Also, I went to John Glenn High School. The next school over was Harbor Fields. And there was a hatred between two schools. You know, so, yeah, and...
Was it the jocks versus the greasers, daddy-o?
No, it was just like the and there used to be the greasers that used to hang out there. And we would call...
With the white t-shirt, black leather coat, and fucking an oil slick in their hair.
I think it's just like
that's what the greasers were.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, yeah, the greasers from Harbor Fields, and we did. There was like a hatred between the two schools.
Do you guys have a rumble?
Almost. I was down. We went to the Greek Fair one time, and we're at the Greek Fair, and
for a little spankopita.
Oh yeah, spankopita sagapul. You know, or Lucamades. Yes, yes.
Is that where you, maybe a rumble after you guys had some gyros?
Well, we're at this. Me and my buddies. We go down to the. Fair, and next thing you know, there's like these guys circling around us, and they're like, where are you guys from? And I was there with my buddy Chauncey, God rest the soul. Chauncey was you didn't screw with Chauncey, and the guys were circling us, and a couple of my friends walked away, and
what do you mean? They beat feet?
Yeah, they beat, you know, and the Chauncey and I was still standing there, because we'd fight our way out of it, you know, and the guys looked at it and goes, you guys stuck. It goes, you guys, you go, you're all right. We'll let you go. You know?
Aww.
Yeah. But then it was time at the pizza parlor where a bunch of guys were circling us. We go into the pizza parlor. A bunch of our guys were in there. So we started fucking with them. You know, it was this whole hatred against Harbor Fields.
Nobody thought the other side was the ginchiest.
No. And the thing about it was Harbor Fields, John Glenn, we hated each other. But we were in awe of Northport High School. Northport High School, they had a smoking lounge. You could draw Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon on a wall and get a credit for it.
That seems a little much.
It was, but it was like paradise. We used to go there to buy fireworks, and we go
to the
in,
school.
Yeah, because we knew a guy. So my buddy Dave knew the guy selling fireworks there. So we would go in to buy fireworks, and we'd walk in, and it's like, this place is amazing, you know. And then we go back to John Glenn. It was like being back in a gulag again.
See, that's why they need to level your SAT scores. give you guys a good chance. Yeah. Cut the gas. Pretend your face is a car and your mouth is the gas pedal or something. Yeah, this is basically it means shut up. Example, cut the gas. I'm tired of listening to you.
Never heard that.
That's too much.
Usually it means you want your fart.
No, it's not cut the gas. It's cutting gas. Cutting cheese.
Yeah, cut.
Well, maybe those will come up later on in the list.
It most certainly might.
Passion pit.
What?
Passion pit.
Okay.
The drive-in, which baby boomers went to for some backseat bingo while pretending to watch a movie. Now, I haven't seen Rebel Without a Cause yet, but I'm catching it tonight at the Passion Pit. Basically, it's where you went to fuck.
Yeah. I went...
Actually, it's a nice way of saying that.
I never heard of the Passion Pit.
Yeah, you're not a passionate person. Yeah. You're just the pits.
I walked out of the movies one time.
One time? I find that hard. It must have been a matinee. No way you paid full price.
Driving. We go to see... My buddy Dave picks up this girl, and I'm hanging out. And wound up picking her friend up or whatever. So I'm like, oh, maybe we'll have a nice night. Winds up, the girl goes, could you drop me off here? So they drop the girl off. Then we go to the movies, a Comac drive-in. And I'm sitting in the back seat watching my buddy Dave make out with this chick. And I'm like, you know what? Let me get out of the car. I'm going to sit on the hood and watch the movie. It was Tarzan with Bo Derek. Possibly the worst movie ever fucking made. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm about 6 miles, 7 miles from the house. I go, anything's better than this. I walked home.
That's a long walk.
I know. I go, Dave, I'm going to split. Where are you going? I'm going to go. But it's like 6 or 7 miles. Yeah, I know. See ya. I walked home. Anything could be better. I mean, if it was a better movie, I would have stayed. The movie was unwatchable. Unwatchable. And I'm watching my friend make out with this chick in the front seat.
Maybe
like,
if they would have gone further, you would have stayed. You would have watched. You would have had something to watch.
I was unwatchable. So I walked home.
Razz my berries. This really does sound like it should be dirty, doesn't it? But it's not. When something excites you, but in a non-filthy way, it's razzed your berries.
Like, jingle my balls.
Chuck Berry's song sure do razz my berries. I'm going to make that dirty. When you come here and razz my berries.
Yeah.
You get some juice. You get berry juice.
That's right. And it would be very good.
Big tickle. Razz my berries after with a nice big tickle.
Funny.
We don't want to get all judgmental, but if anything funny is described as big tickle, it sure does seem like people in the 1950s were obsessed with tickling. Example, the movie was so funny, it was a big tickle.
I've heard that saying.
You have?
Once or twice.
I've heard that when the Catholic Church was defending the priest's actions. Oh, no, nothing happened. It was just a big tickle.
Big tickle.
A little tickle fest.
Yeah, here's a wafer.
Bite the wafer. Take it, you cuck. Yeah, I've never heard that.
I have heard that, but like maybe once, twice, if that.
Classy chassis. Sounds like a strip club.
Or a good body shop.
Yeah. So you want to tell a lady she's got a great body, but you don't want to sound like a pig? Just compliment her classy chassis. Unless she's your grandmother, she'll have no idea what you're talking about. Don't take this the wrong way, Lucy, but you've got a classy chassis.
You're like, what am I, a fucking Ford?
You're built like one. Have you driven a Ford lately? I play my cards right. Take you back to my pad.
That's right.
How about you razz my berries?
And we'll burn some rubber.
Yeah, sure. Classy chassis. Hey, look at that. It's got some classy chassis.
Yeah, that'd be a great name for a body shop.
I like it better for a strip club. Word from the bird. If someone doubts that you're telling them the truth, you can assure them that it's the word from the bird. Because as everybody knows, feathered and egg-laying creatures are never dishonest. Example, I saw Johnny necking with your best girl, man. Word from the bird.
All right. Now, don't forget, remember that song, the bird, the word is the bird, the bird is the word, bird, 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 the bird is the word. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not being a dick. Yeah, yeah.
Good song. Like, stupid, though.
Yeah, but now, you know what? You would think, what the fuck are they talking about? That's where they got that. That's where they got that. It must have been 60s slang.
All right.
We learned something.
Sure. Wet rag. Another one of those disses that could only have existed in the 1950s. If a wet rag is somebody who's no fun, does that mean that a dry rag would be an animal? We're not sure.
I've heard wet rag. I've heard wet rag.
Don't be a wet rag. Let's go hit the clubs. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a wet rag. Guys are wet. How was the party? Ah, guys are wet rag.
Now, what's better, being a wet rag or a jizz sock?
I don't know. A jizz sock, probably.
How about a slop towel?
A slop towel? Yeah, well, the slop towel, there might be some leftover snacks on it.
Yes!
Yeah.
I was more like Marv Albert. He needs a jizz sock.
Cross-dressing slop towel.
Knuckle sandwich. Well, when you put it that way, your closed fist that's heading towards my face sound almost appealing. Get ready, jerk. I'm about to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, I used that in elementary school.
Yeah, we all use that one. Yeah, that one lived a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think today's kids say knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, they probably say, has it got gluten in it?
Funny. I feel like my dad probably said that to me. I'll give you a knuckle, but not like going to hit me, but I'll give you a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah. My dad would just give me it.
Really?
No, he would slap me.
He would slap you?
Oh, yeah.
You were, what, 8, 7?
I had it coming to me.
What did you do? Like, what did you do? Light the place on fire?
No, I just, you know, it's funny. My brother goes to me, you know, I think Dad treated you like a grandchild. I go, really? Did he like to beat his grandchildren?
Good God. How old? I mean, what, you were, what, 7 when he
passed? I was 6. 6 when he passed
six
away.
When he passed away.
Yeah.
There's nothing that a 6-year-old that deserves getting slapped.
Oh,
around.
Let me tell you something. I there was a sump across the street, and I wound up getting down in the sump, and I got stuck down there.
Looking for friends?
No, I was down there with a friend. Yeah, funny. And it's actually the same sump we did the Rot Gut show in.
The Rot Gut shitty playground show. You had.
But my father had to come down and get me, and he grabs me, and he smacked the shit out of me. Grabs me by the hand, smacks the shit out of me up the sump. Across the street, I see my mother on the porch, and I'm like, all right, things will get better there. It was like a tag team wrestling event. She starts smacking the shit
horrible.
Out of me.
That's horrible.
Yeah, believe me, I still got the heebie-jeebies when we came out of that sump.
That's horrible. You're a 6-year-old kid.
I could have drowned down there.
I understand, but beating the shit out of you up here is not much better.
Let me tell you, I stayed the hell out of that sump. That was when I was 5 years old. I didn't have the balls to go in there till I was, Christ, 34, doing the Rot Gut show in there.
Why would you do it in a sump?
Because we're Rot Gut. Where else would we do it? It was Rot
Maybe
Gut.
Maybe somebody's pad.
It was Rot Gut live from the sump.
I missed that album.
Yeah.
Was that an album?
No, it wasn't an album. It was a show. We had a show.
Really?
Yes.
Big Attendance?
Oh.
This band stinks like shit. What's wrong with you? you know what? I apologize. You've been smacked since you were 6 or 5. So, yeah, they knocked.
Oh, God. Parents were brutal. My mom used to take the belt. You ever get the belt? I got the belt.
I got the belt.
And it was 4 lashes. If I hid the belt, 3 extra lashes. Yeah.
How old were you when you were getting the belt?
Oh, God. I had to be about maybe 7.
What did
eight.
You do so bad that deserved
oh,
that?
Oh, I was a little bastard. I should have got the fucking lynch.
What did you do that deserved the belt?
Well, there was one time when I got up and my we were visiting people because I lived in Jamaica Estates till I was 3. And my mom had a friend that used to live next door, so we're going to visit them. So one morning, what my mom did was she got a carton of cigarettes for the friend, and we're talking the 60s now, you know, the carton of cigarettes for the friend, and got a little toy robot for the son. I get up and I got nothing better to do. I think it's Christmas. I open up the box and I see these cigarettes and I get all the cigarettes all over the place, right? And then I had the little robot. I go, oh, what's this? And it's the robot. I wound up breaking the robot. So my mom wakes up, walks into the family room and sees cigarettes all over the place and this broken robot. I should have been killed.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I got.
I think it's a little much.
And then what I used to do.
It's not like you smoked the cigarettes.
No. And then what I used to do is we had our dog, and when I was in trouble, I would hide behind the dog. So I'm like, Joseph, come here. No, Sam, get out of the way. I'd laugh. You know, Joseph, I'm not. get over here. No. And she'd come up, and Sam would be like, Joseph, God. Oh, you want to play? You want to pay? She would get some bologna. Sam, here's some bologna. The door would go for the bologna. And come here, you little bastard. I get the shit beat out of me. And the funny thing is, Sam was protective of me. The dog loved my mother the most, you know. For the dog.
Well, giving him bologna.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That was hiding behind the door. Sam would do. What a creep I was. What a little bastard.
No, I don't think
I was.
So. I mean,
just to use the dog. My mom said, so use the dog as
smart.
A line of defense.
It's pretty smart. That's pretty smart.
I was on a leash. She put
I was
me on
leashed.
A leash.
Yeah.
Oh, you were leashed? But I would pretend I was a dog. I'd be on all fours. Rough. Joseph, stop it. Yeah, I'm going to be, you could put me on. I'm a fucking dog. You know.
I was
I'm
put on a leash because I would hide.
Oh really? I used to hide under the clothes thing. I used to also
yeah,
go
the clothing in the department
when I,
store.
When I was how old? I was 3 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. Because I was still wearing a diaper, I would go into the curtain department and go behind a curtain and shit myself.
What's wrong with you?
I was 3. I had to take a dump. Oh, I got a diaper.
It's a little old.
Well, I don't think it was. I was like 2, 3. But
you're
I remember
trying to make it more respectable now.
Well, it wasn't last week.
Maybe.
Really? Oh, sorry, I'm classy. You would wait till you get home to shit yourself. We can't all be you.
Why would I shit myself if I'm home?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. But
three,
I mean, but I would if you're in the middle of, if you're in the middle of A&S and you got to shit yourself.
A&S.
You go,
if you're middle Stearns.
Yeah. Yeah, you go behind a curtain and you shit yourself.
Fuck.
No, shit myself.
Last one. I think you got beat too much. I really do. Oh, excuse me. Oh.
Allergies.
Whatever it is, it's got to stop. Mm. I'm not made for this sick life.
Right. You're German. What are you, cruising down?
Germsville, baby. Cat. Not exactly referring to a feline companion. In certain circles of artistic types of musicians, cat became a catch-all term for kind of hip person. That Miles Davis is one hip cat.
Oh, I still use that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, we're opening for so-and-so. Oh, I saw those cats down at the gig a couple of weeks ago. Man, they had a great set. Those guys rule.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I used that one, too.
Yeah.
So there you go. So we'll have more of those as we go on.
Yay.
Did you like that?
Yes, I did very much.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Any word from Pip? Let's see. None that I can see. No words from Pip. So let's hope she's okay.
Yes.
No further word from my scammer girlfriend either.
Really?
Well, no. I've been talking to her.
Okay.
It's going good. The one I showed you.
I know. What was the last time you heard from her?
During the show.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
We always get sidetracked when she wants money. Other than that, things are fun. It seems to be a sticking point. What are you going to do? All right. Let's see. Where is my stuff? Here we go. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau, T-A-O of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features a live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for the special events such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights featuring Davin of Davin's Den. We have anything coming up?
Looking at October.
So October, keep your ears open for that. We'll have the announcement on that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting production. You need a comic, Side-splitting production is the place to go. Side-splittingproductions.com, davincomedy.com. You can go to the website. There's not much there. You're better off calling me at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. That's another fucking issue. Doesn't go well for me with these fucking websites. Hire more people, spend more money, same old fucking shit.
Yeah, we can do.
I don't know at this point.
Right.
You
right.
working anywhere this before?
Yes, I'm at McGuire's on Thursday night out in Bohemia. Go to gubs.com for tickets and information, and that'll be a fun show.
I am off.
So am I.
This weekend. Have a good Memorial Day,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, enjoy.
Please remember the fallen. Some gave all. Some gave none. Some gave all. Is that the phrase?
I forgot the proper phrase for that, so I'm not going to guess it.
Yeah. But please remember the fallen who've defended our right to do pretty much everything. Yeah. All right. We hope we have Pip with us in some form or another.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's okay with her baboon heart. Hopefully she'll be here with her baboon ass. Don't know. Don't have an update for you. What do you think? Think she's alive?
I hope so, yeah.
I think knowing Pip, she probably just ate, like, too much cold cuts.
I hope.
Yeah, she was sharing some bologna with Sam. Hopefully she's all right. We appreciate you guys listening live or on the podcast. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Take care.